Hello, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to our fifth class in this series. And the world, the universe, the earth is really popping now. So let's take a few moments to settle in here while everyone's gathering. And settle into your sacred space, into your sphere of consciousness. Allow yourself to be within. And it's not just inside your body, it's not inside your brain, it's not inside your heart, it's within the whole sphere of your being, which can feel a little amorphous as you adjust. There's a deep silence in the field tonight. And a lot of explosive energy. When I woke up this morning, there was just so much energy coming in. I wasn't sure how I was going to be able to integrate it. And along with that tremendous amount of energy, when it comes in like that, when we're surrounded, immersed, and really, it's really pouring in, I felt like my head was going to explode, and I actually, opened up and thought, well, I could leave my body and be able to integrate this, but it was just like a volcano exploding from the top of my head. And I had to spend a lot of time adjusting to the frequencies, and along with that came some fear. Because when this much energy comes into our system, it's going to unearth, shake loose all the old patterns and rigidities and belief systems that we are consciously or unconsciously connected to. And it's not that we're holding on to them. It's just that we're connected through the network, through the matrix, through the conditioning of all that we've been living in. And now, as the new earth and the new paradigm is becoming more apparent or evident, we have the opportunity to know ourselves in so many different ways, to know ourselves as a completely different being. And it's a being that has been within you that is part of your makeup, but has not been able to awaken. Because the frequencies have not been here to support it and match it. So we are going through a lot right now. And that's why it's so important to have your connection to Mother Earth, Father Sun, the nature spirits, your heart, your body, all that is connected to the greater infinite intelligence and spiraling movement of consciousness. So, if you are experiencing some upheaval, that would be perfectly natural right now. And it could manifest in you in so many different ways, whether it's through irritability, reactivity, some kind of illness or accident, some type of relationship issue, job issue, it depends on your configuration, where it's going to show up. But it would be totally natural that things would be shaken up now in some area of your life. So we're letting the silence settle in here. Now, one of the things that became evident to me is I am not sure how each person hears or experiences what comes through in each of these classes. And that it's not that important that I need to know, but what you need to know is that you will hear and feel and understand through your lens, through your filters. And it'll be what is possible for you to hear and understand. And that's just as it should be. There's no perfect way to take in the experience of these classes. But I want you to appreciate that you do have a lens, you have a configuration, and that configuration is in flux. We could call it a constellation too. And that is, it's in movement. And so what you're able to take in from the energies of the sacred circle and the transmission that comes through, there's no need to compare it to any level of perfection that you think exists. There is no perfection. There is your presence and your experience and your willingness to hold space for your being in a patient way to go through all the changes that we're going through. It is all unknown. There's a part of you that knows, but your mind does not know. And you can have an understanding one day, and then it'll change the next. And it should. It should be evolving day by day. So we're very much in the sphere of the solar energies, the earth energies, the galactic energies, the upcoming solstice. And by the way, the solstice full day intensive and the short evening one are both up on the website now, if you'd like to sign up for them. Okay, so we're going to settle in. Come back to your breath. And gently be with your breath. Allow your body to show you how to breathe rather than your mind. Ask your body what would feel good right now. We always have to get over the hump of shifting from the external focus to the internal focus. And with patience, we do that. And then we have to get over the hump of the highly active, excitable nervous system and come back to a regulated, calm nervous system. Finding our safety back in our center. And it doesn't happen instantaneously. It's all a gradual shift. And allow that to happen. There seems to be some extremely heavy energy here in the group tonight. So I would ask that you, if you have any of your devices open to social media or to some external influence, to eliminate that. If you're doing something else other than participating in the sacred circle, either stop or listen to the recording later. This is the one time in a week, at least one time, where your sacred nature can find a home. That's a little better. Thank you. I know that it's very easy to be in a habit of doing one thing, looking at your computer while listening to a podcast or something, off to the side and have your attention split. But that's not appropriate for this class. Let's bring our awareness down through our body to where we can sense our seat very gently and lovingly, bringing our awareness lower to a lower center. And lovingly sense your spine, the muscles of the torso, say hi to them, thank them for their support. Boy, there is one big heavy layer of heavy energy here tonight. Become aware of your legs and your feet on the ground. So we're stepping out of the daily conditioning that allows us to be passive. You're a participant here tonight in a sacred circle. And extend an invitation to your tailbone and lower back to soften. Does anyone know what this heavy energy is?
Sarah, this is Carla. I've been having a lot of pain with my knee replacement. Could that be it? Because if that is it, I could just disconnect and listen to the recording.
No, that's not you, Carla.
Okay.
Okay. Thank
Thank
you
you.
for offering.
Okay, thank you.
So we're going to go very slowly tonight to see if this will dissipate. We can't push it away. It has to digest or release. So these energies can come in just sideways, from a computer screen, from a TV, from leftovers from work and relationships. From anger and judgments. From even from drugs, alcohol. Let's sense the energy with the tailbone and the legs connecting with Mother Earth. This could also be all the heavy stuff that's been shaken loose from everyone in the group. Okay, feel your feet on the ground and start to sense your energy connecting with Mother Earth. Greeting Mother Earth with your energy. And feel that connect with your energy, connecting deep into the earth, into the heart of the mother, and that flow of vibration and energy traveling through the roots of your feet, down into her heart, into the core of the earth. Initiating a lost relationship, that lost connection to reconnect. If you have a plant around you, or you can, or you're outside because you're in someplace warm, greet the living plants and the nature spirits. As we become more aware of the expanded sphere that we live within, you know, we live within the sphere of the sun and the earth. We live within the sphere of the galaxy and the solar system. We also live within the sphere of the plant kingdom, the animal kingdom. Allow your body to breathe open into a more expansive sphere. Let your cells breathe. The pores of your skin breathe. Your field breathe. Okay, this is becoming clearer. So it looks like in our sacred circle tonight, we'll be helping to release a core of dead energy from Mother Earth. And that dead energy has been dampening our spirit, constricting our consciousness, affecting our health and vision. So, this might be a new experience for some of you as we enter into this planetary cleansing with the help of all the helping spirits and the illuminated beings. But apparently, we initiate this. They're there to help and step in, but we are learning how to be the agents of healing and clarification. And so, in our sacred circle here, as the central axis forms and becomes a channel, the heavy energy that has built up on in the earth and in our beings will be elevated through that central channel of the circle into the greater toroidal field for recirculation. There was a very big earthquake off the shore of Japan today. And the volcano in Hawaii is in a highly expressive state. So we have a lot of earth shaking going on, which is going to free up these energies. But this is it's like you've seen the ice cores that they take from like Iceland or Antarctica. They're long tubes of ice that they drill out of the icebergs. This is that kind of heavy energy that's being drilled. It literally is a core like that, like an ice core that is being lifted out of the earth realm and brought through the central channel into the toroidal field for recirculation. So it's not affecting you personally right now. You're not, it's not toxic for you right now. It's not something that will hurt you. You're being taught about planetary cleansing in ceremony tonight. And so you don't want to take this personally. It might be a little unfamiliar to you. You may or may not feel the light and support that the circle has created through our higher consciousness. I mean, how do we know to even do this? We know it through our higher consciousness. And so it's not something the ego says, oh, I'm helping to clear the heavy energy from the earth. This is something that is ceremonially done by your higher sacred being. And so we're starting to be able to sense that and feel that being, become aware of it as the earth is going through this paradigm shift. It's amazing what we're going to be able to see and do and know. So all the extrasensory senses are going to be waking up and made available as if they're totally natural to us. We're in the process of that. That's part of this chrysalis transformation that we're going through. So feel the energy in your feet. And by feeling the energy, however you feel it, it's reinforcing your ability to know these subtle realms. I'm going to say that again. Sensing energy through your feet, through your body, whether you see it, feel it, know it, you've entered into the more subtle realm. And the more you practice this, the more confidence you'll have in your ability to sense and know vast regions of consciousness. But this practice of grounding is our way of showing ourselves that the subtle realms exist, that we are more energetic beings than physical, and that our intuitive consciousness and ability to sense beyond the five senses is very real. Impossible. So ceremony on a planetary level and galactic level that we're involved with tonight really is beyond the personal. You're really relating to this through your higher being, through your greater consciousness. And know that your greater consciousness really knows how to do this. So they're in the illuminated beings are in the process of it really they're showing it to me just like when the engineers take or geologists take the ice core out of the iceberg. They're removing this core of heavy dark energy from the earth. And it's ancient, it's old, compacted. We don't really need to know what it's made of, but it's being removed. And so we're holding the space for this to happen in our human consciousness. And when I say it's not something to take personally, it also is, it can be uncomfortable at times, and that's okay. Just stay with it. Don't expect that. Don't expect anything. Just try to stay aware of your feet, your seat, and relax as much as possible. There. So it's not happening through our effort or our will. It's happening through the greater consciousness. And it is happening. And this is the kind of energy that creates the cancers and the heavy illnesses. So you don't create anything like that in your being. This is, it's a cumulative effect of consciousness throughout a long period of time. So I hope you can feel that we're separating this off from the personal and bringing it into the realm of your illuminated being and the community of illuminated beings that we live with. There we go. And again, it requires patience. You don't want to get in there and do something. The toroidal field is getting brighter and brighter and stronger. And the Merkaba, the flower of life, the living energies, universal living energies are engaging now to process this heavy energy. And the real learning tonight is learning how to not do anything, but just be in a connected space within you. And now there's a whole nother realm of celestial beings that are coming in to take it to the next level of clearing. So it's being digested through every level of consciousness. You might be able to feel the light in your body now, in your being. So we're taking energies that have been calcified and dead and breaking them up with the living energies of the illuminated consciousness. And maybe you can feel how your higher being is doing something that you're not directing with your human consciousness, but your greater consciousness knows what it's doing. And now the Great Mother Goddess is here. As she helps remove through abundant love, transforming this dense energy into cosmic light. She's very magical. Father Son has been engaged as these heavy energies have become liquefied, moving through the water element into the fire element of Father Son. Stay in a posture of allowing, rather than trying to look and see what's going on. Allow your higher being to know. Maybe you have visions of what's happening, a sense of knowing. An expansion in your being. And as it moves through the fire element, it shifts into the air element. We really learn a lot by participating in a ceremony like this because we are usually focused on ourselves and our personal misery, pain, and suffering. And this is allowing your greater consciousness to come forward and become an active participant in your life. And your life takes on greater meaning as a result. Go. Now there's a whole host of illuminated beings with us who are grateful to have this energy returned to them and restored to its luminous state. There seems to have been some kind of relationship in terms of this heavy energy that these beings are saying how grateful they are to have it returned to them and freed up. So we're not aware of these things normally, but that heavy energy must have been holding them back, or had some kind of tethering effect that was stuck and needed our participation to help free up, because it's like a rubber band returning to these luminous beings where the energy finally got freed up and it returned to them. And it returned to them as their illuminated being, not as the heavy energy. So we just participated in a very rare ceremony where there were actual galactic beings that needed our help to free up energies that had been stuck in the earth in this realm. And maybe these are beings that had lived on the earth at some point, and maybe one of the disasters that happened on the earth, decimated them all, and they never got to complete what their earth realm was supposed to be for them. And so now that has been freed up, and they're extremely grateful. So that is what happened here. When we have these big earth disasters and vast numbers of people leave in a sudden way, it looks like they had pieces, fragments of their being that were stuck here, and now they're freed up. Now, we've had ceremonies where we've freed up people who have died and been earthbound, and this is different than that. This is much different than that. But the same principle applies. We have a sacred circle. We have the central channel axis in the center. We have the toroidal field, and the toroidal field becomes so active that it turns into the Merkaba, which is the complete, full, unabated living energies, full cosmic intelligence. And that's when the more subtle realms become evident, and we can communicate with different dimensions of our being, different dimensions of other beings who are non-human, interdimensional. And it opens up all these dimensions that we have a sense exists, and our body and being always feels better when we can open up to these multiple dimensions. It frees us up when we come into the living energies. And then it opens these dimensional gateways. And the most important lesson here tonight is the ability to hold the space and not try to do anything. Did some of you feel that? Your ability to do that, not interfere with the greater intelligence that was happening here?
It's Fran. I did, and it felt wonderful.
Did you have a desire to do it and held back?
I didn't feel that. I mean, I did appreciate your reminders. And I didn't sense myself. I was literally in joy. I think knowing that I had the ability to hold space and allow
these
Yay.
beings to do their work. It was just, it feels like part of living a sacred life.
Wonderful.
Yes, truly. Thank you.
Is that Mark on the line? Who
Yeah,
else is up?
I could feel it. So, yeah, that's me. I could feel the opening too. It was the resonance was different from my own personal energy. So I could sense that, and it was I guess a larger, vaster energy.
Wonderful.
Yes, you're right, Mark. It was a resonance. I'm amazed at myself that I could stand back and allow. It was
Yay.
a beautiful thing. It really was. I will be appreciating that part of me for a long time.
You should. That's great. It's not, this is a high level of consciousness to be able to do this without interfering. It's a big experience.
Yeah, I was just going to say that instead of focusing so much on my own energy, it was like something in me expanded and opened up that I sensed more because I was, maybe I wasn't so focused. If that makes sense, I'm trying to explain it.
You weren't so focused on yourself. Yeah.
Yeah, and I could feel
Yeah.
so much energy coming on my crown.
Yeah. I'm excited for everyone here. This
Aren't
was a big deal. Go ahead, Tracy. Oh, Su who's on? Susan.
Oh, yes, on I had this wonderful, almost validating thing that came through.
What was that?
Well, just like some of what I felt I knew was real and happening to me, but I'd never had the ability to have it validated.
You've been having a lot of validation lately, Susan.
I have.
That's so great.
Anyway, it was just wonderful. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it is. This was quite special tonight that we were invited to do this and that we could do it.
This is Carolyn. It just felt like a humbling privilege to hold space.
It is. You're right. So there's this big celebration going on with these beings. They're very excited. Human beings are amazing. We are magical. And that's how why ceremony is so important to have in our lives. I wasn't sure. I was like, at the very beginning, I thought, oh my God, we may just have to hang up. I didn't know what was going to happen here. It was so heavy and dark. But everyone showed up. Can you feel the deep silence and stillness surrounding us tonight? That stillness in the silence of our human brain and being is what allows us to know more of our higher consciousness. Did anyone have any visions of what was going on here? Let's feel the shower of light and high frequency energy that we are being graced with now. And we're still in the presence of these luminous beings who are so grateful. They're just gracing us, kind of having a big dance party in the expanded dimensions. This is going to open up everyone's ability to sense more dimensions. They'll help us with that.
Sarah, this is Laurie.
Mm-hmm.
Just your question of did we have any visions or see anything? And at the very beginning, I don't know if it was before or after you said, okay, this is becoming clearer, but I heard these words like out of nowhere that said vibration of skin cancer. And I was shocked because I'm like, what? Because nothing was clear yet completely of what was happening. And so I don't know. I wanted to share that because then you said something at some point about this being the kind of energy that, I forget how you said it, but
It's of cancer, yeah. Yeah.
So that was weird. I've never had an experience quite like that where something I wasn't thinking about anything. I wasn't, and it was different than like my guidance that comes in. So I don't know.
You heard correctly, and you probably filtered it a little bit in a way that maybe you've had more experience with skin cancer or you associate cancer with that somehow.
Interesting. Yeah.
I mean, we can understand cancer in so many different levels. It's just not a life-giving energy.
I was kind of, as we went on, trying to feel into, that's such a surface thing that goes so deep. Do you know what I mean? So I was at some point during the whole thing, I was thinking about the ice and the just sort of thinking about that concept a little bit.
What do you mean by surface thing that goes so deep?
Well, like the skin is on the surface. Do you know what I mean? Like the skin, you see it, but if there's a cancer, it's way deep before it is, you know what I mean? Before it's like shows up on the skin. Does that make sense?
Ah, that totally makes sense. And that is a great representation of the depth of this. Yeah. So that really was a clear message to you.
That was wild. So, and it feels a little bit like when you just said we'll have, how did you say that? Well, the last thing you said about our capacity maybe growing to, I can't remember what you said, but it,
Sense more dimensions.
yes. So I thought maybe because it, again, even though my guides are talking to me all the time, and something was different about this when I heard it. It just came out of nowhere and didn't make any sense to anything that I was thinking about. So, yeah.
And this shows the reciprocity, the law of reciprocity. There's always this reciprocal flow on every level of our being. And here we just engaged in a reciprocal flow with these beings from another dimension that may have lived here on Earth and had part of their being stuck here. And we know what that feels like to have a part of your own being, like stuck somewhere that you can't uproot, that it takes something greater than your mind or your will to uproot something that's deeply rooted in a stuck place. And so, through our reciprocal exchange, we all benefited. And it also lets you know that your higher being is very participatory and willing to engage in these sacred practices. And it'll ripple through your daily consciousness. After this, these beings are grateful, have graced us, blessed us, and they're ready to complete their journey, ready to seal off the dimension, which we should. You don't want to stay open on this level of ceremony. Beyond when it's complete. So ceremony always has a beginning, a middle, and an end. And it's important to honor all the stages of it and really know when it's complete and come back to yourself, to your sphere of being, and reground yourself. And you're coming back with a big, big gift of more light and luminosity in your being. A strengthened sense of the sacred. A strengthened sense of who you are and what you're participating in, whether you know it or not. So you do want to reground. Knowing that you've brought back with you a huge, big light and an expanded sense of self. And we need to be in our human form to be able to participate in these ceremonies with these interdimensional beings. And in this case, these were really beings that lived at some during some epoch of Earth time. And we want to express our gratitude send our blessings to these beings as they close off the dimensional gateway, knowing we have friends on the other side. Take some deep breaths and feel your body. Feel the glow in your heart. And the Great Mother is showering light through us and around us, holding us in love in her heart. Yeah, we are complete. So thank you for your participation and patience with us tonight. I'll be very interested to hear your comments and your reflections on the experience. We're moving into just a period of time that's just so huge leading up to the solstice. So leave time for quiet space. I literally was so overwhelmed by the amount of energy that was coming in this morning. I really had to breathe through it. And that is the more optimal way of taking in the energies rather than letting them go haywire in you. Ground yourself, breathe through it, allow it, give it time and patience to ripple through you. Okay, any other comments or questions? Okay, so we'll meet again next week and have a beautiful week.